Well, g'day folks. I trust you're well wherever you're at in the world today. Greetings from the city of Belfast. I am here by the City Hall in Belfast. It's a snowy day, but a beautiful sunny one, so I thought I'd sit outside and have a cup of coffee at one of my favorite cafes in the world, Cafe Nero. Really great coffee here. Hey, in a moment, I want to share some thoughts just real quick on how do we get into the Spirit. I don't know if you've ever heard people use that phrase, like, well, let's get in the Spirit, and he was in the Spirit, he was in the flesh, all of these kind of things. And I want to share something that's really helped me understand that line and really transform my life in a way. But before I do that, a few quick practicals. If you're new to my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button down there. Do check out lots of the other videos, and there should be some links in the corner, and lots of the things we do. If you're new to my ministry, I am an Anglo-American, a British American, living in the US, but traveling quite a bit in Europe and other places as well, preaching the message of life, the message of faith, and the message of walking in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Boom. Lots of links below, my daily podcast, our online ministry school. If you have a call for ministry, that would be a great place to get mentoring and input in your life for ministry. My church is in New England, and so much more. But let's talk about getting in the Spirit. I don't know if you've ever been, maybe it's the churches I've been around or the people I've been around, but occasionally it seems like people will use a language and say, like, let's get in the Spirit, or we'll judge somebody, we'll look at somebody, oh, that was in the flesh, that was in the Spirit, or we'll feel sort of spiritually disconnected. I don't know if that's something you can relate to at all. And I actually find it's one of the most powerful things we can do in our life is to really get a revelation of what it means to be in the Spirit. I would actually recommend Andrew Womack's teaching to you on spirit, soul, and body. I have to say, I was a Christian for years. I was in the ministry for years. Excuse the traffic here. I was leading churches and doing all kinds of things for years without really any understanding of what those things were. I could have told you what my body was. I could have given you a cute, albeit inaccurate, description of the soul, the mind, the will, the emotions. But when it came in terms of what the Spirit is, I'd always had this vague, fuzzy answer. And if somebody asked me really what it was to be a new creation, I would say, yes, I'm a brand new creation. But I had this duality idea that I'd picked up along the way. It's like, well, we are new creations, but we're kind of ish old creations, and we've got this new man, but there's a part of us that it's still not working out, and it's our... If you would have asked me, I would have had some confused concept of it's our daily duty to crucify our flesh or try to sanctify ourselves, and over time God will improve us, and one day when Jesus comes or calls, woo, we'll all be set free. Now, that is absolute nonsense. It's a confused mess, and it produces, I would say, so much of the confused mess that we see in the church, and God really doesn't want us to do that. Now, I don't have the time or the scope here to really teach that. I'd encourage you again to listen to Andrew Womack's teaching on that. You know, I can put it really simply that in Adam, we died spiritually. In Adam, when Adam and Eve died, the Lord said, the day you eat of the tree, you'll surely die. They didn't die physically that day. Their body lived another 900 years. Their soul didn't die. They could still think and feel and choose. But the part of them that was connected with God, God is a spirit, John 4:24. The spiritual part of them that could connect and be in fellowship with God died. And all the way through the Old Covenant, you're looking at spiritually dead people. And then in Christ, we are made alive. The Bible says if anybody is in Christ, he's a new creation. But it's talking about your spirit. It's not saying your body is a new creation. Now, one day your body will be a new creation. One day your soul will be perfect, will be conformed to the image of his Son. But right now, your spirit's already arrived. Your spirit's been born anew. Our spirit is alive because of righteousness, Romans 8:10 says. Our spirit right now is seated in heavenly places. It is 100% righteous. It's got the nature of God, the love of God, the joy of God. Everything God's ever given you, you have right now in the Spirit. And in a sense, our mission, our goal, our journey is to bring those spiritual things into our soulish realm, actually into our experiential realm as well, by faith in God's word. Now, here's where I want to go with you guys real quick today. Paul says in Romans 8, he says, you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. So we don't need to get in the spirit. You don't have to do anything. When I woke up, I woke up this morning, I've still got jet lag. I woke up like a, felt like a blind person groping for coffee, you know, I need coffee. I woke up today, I was just as much in the spirit as I ever have been or ever will be, or ever will be in all eternity. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And here's what I want you to catch today. It's not like you're in, you're out, you're half in, you're half out, you're warm, you're cold. You are in the spirit all the time. I want you to catch that. Read that in Romans 8. Paul says, you are not in the flesh. You are in the spirit. Now, here's a challenge. He says then in Galatians 5, it's about verse 26, walk in the spirit and you won't fulfill the lusts in the flesh. So he's saying you are in the spirit. Now, walk in the spirit, walk out those things. You know, I could say as a legal truth, I am an American citizen. Now, somebody might come to me and say, hey, Graham, remind yourself you're American, walk like an American, vote like an American, walk like an Egyptian. I mean, live out the life that you already have. So we are in the spirit right now. You don't need to get there. You don't need to pray in tongues for an hour. You don't need to stand on one leg and quote a verse. You're in the spirit right now. And our challenge is to learn to live out the life that we already have. Our challenge when we are tempted is to kind of press the pause key, if you will, and remind ourselves and reconnect with that spiritual being that we are, and not simply connect with our flesh that says, come on, have another piece of pie, slice of Dorito, whatever that thing might be for you. You are in the spirit. You don't need to get in the spirit. I think at times I've been in church services where people will begin by saying, right, let's all get in the spirit. I think that's good and that's bad. It's bad because the theology, the terminology is poor. What they'd actually be better saying is saying, let's awaken our soul to the things of God. And David says a lot in the book of Psalms about awaken your soul, connect your soul, remind your soul of who you are, of where you are, of why you are. So that's our challenge, not to do anything. In the spirit, all the work is done. Jesus sat down because the work is finished. And our mission is to learn to practice and to live out that new life. That's really good news. Well, I have everybody looking at me as they walk past. I've already had two bunch of teenagers say, ooh, I want to be on YouTube, so. Have a great day, guys, wherever you are at today. Do hit that subscribe button if you haven't done that, and check out all the links below. We have a new series out, 10 videos all on the subject of prayer. I know that would be a real blessing for you to look at that, and many other great things there as well. Drop me a line, love to hear from you, and have a great day in Jesus' name. Boom.